listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. J-Dub
561 Show.
The J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock in the universe.
Here we go!
Yo! What is going on, everybody? Woo! You have tuned in to the J-Dub 561 Show. My name is J-Dub, and this is 89.9 FM WCNO. No, the station didn't change, but we just got a little bit of energy up in this piece. So we have an amazing show for you. If you don't know, if this is your first time tuning in and you're kind of freaking out, calm down. It'll be okay. We're going to be playing. We play the best of the Christian hip-hop, pop, and R&B. That's what we do. We keep it live. We keep it hot. We keep it popping. But we also keep it Jesus, because that's all we're all about. 100%. That's it. Jesus. That name. That's the only name. That's it. Number one. Numero uno. So, we're going to keep it Jesus today. And today, every single show, I have this time in the show. It's called the Chop Zone. We chop it up. We talk about the Word of God. And today, I'm going to get into an interesting topic. It's actually the only ritualistic thing that remains in the faith in Christianity. We only have really one ritual that we really maintain after Jesus' death and resurrection. Do you know what it is? Anyone? We're going to get into that a little later. I'm going to share it with you and figure out, why do we still do this? Why? What is this all about? Anybody remember that? Things that make you go, Okay, I'm dating myself now. But anyways, we have an amazing show for you. And first up is one of my favorite artists. This guy should be like worldwide, international famous. He's one of the most talented persons I know. Has amazing music. You need to look him up and check out his music. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we did like a freestyle improv session on the air. So go check that out on demand. If you want to check out the old songs or old shows, you can always go on the WCNO.com and listen to old shows. But coming up, the first song we got coming is from my man, the one, the only, Macias Lopez with Mountain. This is the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 WCNO. Keep it locked.
Faith is that confidence for what you do not yet see and the assurance of it, that it is going to happen. In fact, Jesus said that you could speak to a mountain and it has to move. Mountain of doubt, mountain of fear, some obstacle that you don't know how to get around. He says, speak to it and tell it to leave.
They say faith can move a mountain, but it looks so tall. And your heart is full of doubt because you feel so small. Keep staring at the peak of what's been in your way, paralyzed by every problem that you hope will change. Keep looking higher, higher, higher. Keep looking higher, higher, higher. Over the mountain. Away. His eternal love against the worries of today. Keep looking higher, higher, higher. Keep looking higher, higher, higher.
Hey. Processing my mind space, how I'm feeling. Top 10, I'm on all 10, how I'm feeling. It's folks way too enslaved to what they've been building. Slave to the money and women, but it's at your purity spilling. I gotta praise God for all of them days of depression. God was teaching me lessons, can't believe where my head is. Can't believe where I'm headed, all them hard days was destined. I'm getting younger, the more than I'm running. I feel like Benjamin Button, I signed a deal all of a sudden, we cousins. Promise I don't owe you nothing, they wasn't with me when I was waking up at 3 a.m. just to catch the bus and make it to work. This for the kid who been grinding the seed, no fruit, no, the seed's gotta grow from the dirt. You gotta know what you worth, you got a blessing at birth. God got a plan for your heart. Take it from us, we was down bad, but the meat they inherit the earth. Christopher.
Grew up on Disney and rap, I'm putting on for the kids to relate. Show them the nature of being yourself, maybe I'm aiming for paving the way. You let the pride in your head, now you top heavy already. I got the bops ready, on the mic I'm a rock steady. Free fall, Tom Petty, oh lord. I remember being 10 and contemplating I was writing a novel. Turns out the story that I was in front of was Christ in the Bible. That's why it's his story, man, look what he did for me. I'ma do it for his glory, so I keep a pin on me. And there's nothing the devil can pin on me. I'ma tell him to get off me and Chris like Talib. And most definitely, the closest, no protest. I must profess that I'm a professional. Do more reps with no stress. And maybe I'm a little overworked. I made it out the mud like I rose from the dirt. Oh, you ain't heard about the son of man who rose on the third man. Close at a verse. Cool.
Yeah.
It's for you and me.
They didn't know I was rapping like that. I gotta rip it apart. They want the fame, women and money and change. I wanna hear about the heart. We about to start. I used to walk in the class and play him the song and they started laughing. I had to get on the gas, gave it to God, now I started spazzing. I think I'm sick in the head again. I know the doctor, he gave me the medicine. Look at my circle, I stay with my brethren. I'm in my element, 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 yeah. Everybody wanna rap like me, huh? Wanna pop off, get cloud like me, huh? They think my life's so classy, but honor the things that they don't see. I'm eating ramen for every meal. I gotta hustle to pay for the bills. I could've stayed in my college and lived in my comfort, but that ain't the way that I'm built. I used to sit in my home, my friends were partying smoke. I used to feel so alone. I gotta bring them to hope. I gotta bring them to hope, yeah.
That was Next Move by Stand By. That was Stand By by Next Move. And before that, we had Mountain by Mikaias Lopez. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 WCNO. Keep it locked.
Check. I said, run it, little homie, you know I'm a shaz. I pull out the word, they got at me while whipping. In case you ain't know how I'm killing the check. Be dropping bars like I've been in Iraq. Christians came really, I'm gifted with rap. Not on my side, ain't nobody a mess. You gotta turn this thing up to the max. Came from the bottom, now I'm at the top. Solid foundation, I stand on the rock. Running this race, I got tired a lot. But God said to keep moving, you better not. You thought it was over? Ay, going back and again. When you hear the click, then the clack that he's in. You can see the brakes on the back of his head. He already been defeated, but it happened again. Yeah. Take a shot, but you miss. When I shoot, that's a switch. I ain't even hit the back of the ring. I should be talking about God when he really resides in you. They think I'm bragging again. Oh, well, you tryna ride on my coattail. Get in the that's roadkill. I should kill my flesh. They probably think I'm talking oh, now. But I'm so for real.
Top of the hill. The way that I feel, I can't hold it in. Oh, I gotta squeal. My mind was stuck in a cage. I feel like I was lost in a maze. I was going through so many phases. Ended up turning the page. Top of the heezy. No, I had to get one with teasy. Hit the phone and we cook up a teasy. We decided to earth the season. I don't mean homie, almost like demons. I'm a karate kid, I be kicking the demons. Ain't no point in living without a meaning. Mountain move not the way when I speak it. Hop up on the beat, they be like, who that?
It's a marathon, no, we don't do track. Ain't no negativity, what we at?
You put it out, that's what you gonna track. For real, we got all we need over here. We a different breed over here. Fight differently over here. Whole nother league over here. Faith we believe over here. Even for they see over there. More than a dream over here. It's reality over here. They like why you smiling ear to ear. We headed to the top of the hill. I don't waste time on the L. I don't thank God if it fails. Most don't know they got the key. They chilling in the lobby for real. This is what I do for a living. This is not a hobby for real. Way that I keep cooking up the beats. I'ma need a hat from for real. All I really see is the sun like I ain't got a cap on the field. Name another guy that you know that died and came back by himself. Hey, top of the hill. Where we going? Yeah, straight to the top of the hill. Ain't no falling down. This ain't Jack and Jill. Where we going? Yeah, straight to the top of the hill. Straight to the top of the hill.
Hey, is this what Eden sounds like? I'm thankful. For anyone that doesn't know God, this is your opportunity to just sing this with me.
Holy Spirit, come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your light? I know everything's gonna be alright.
Best believe this here gon' last for life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your light? Whoa, I know everything's gonna be alright, right, right. Best believe this shit gon' last for life. Whoa, make it better. You're my treasure. You forever. I won't ever let go of ya. Every single day I'm finna tell you that I love ya. Yeah, hop on my flesh and I'm gone. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, I've been waiting for love so long. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, I got a light inside so strong. Don't wanna lose this here, no, no. Your love, it pours on and on. You tell me I'm not alone. Oh, okay, I can't pour no codeine in my eyes. Yeah, yeah, I'm gon' walk by faith and not by Sprite. Yeah, gave up on my burdens, that's on Christ. Yeah, that means everything's gon' be alright. I got a good thing by my side. Right through the pain in my old five. Look at my soul and you gon' see a fire. I let the spirit govern all my mind. Come to the river when you feeling dry. Like a gorilla beating down my pride. You gon' be seeing his love in my eyes. I'm feeling humbled every time I cry.
Holy Spirit, come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your life? I know everything's gon' be alright. Believe this
thing
gon' last for life.
Yeah. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your life? Whoa. I know everything gon' be alright, right, right. Best believe this thing gon' last for life. Whoa, whoa.
Make it better. You're my treasure. You forever.
That was Holy Spirit by Hovi. Man, what a dope song. So dope, so dope, so amazing. Like, look, man, once you got God in your life, once the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, man, everything changes. And that's what that song is all about. If you're like, Holy Spirit, what is that? What is that? Man, let me encourage you, first of all, just to pray and say, God, you know, baptize me with your Holy Spirit. If you're not sure, just ask him. And he's your father, your heavenly father, who's a good God. He'll give you good things. He wants you to have the Holy Spirit. If you're not sure, just say, you know, God, baptize me with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And it'll be done. Boom. Winning. Because the Holy Spirit is the key to having a powerful and effective relationship with God, to overcoming all that nonsense that the enemy wants to put on you, put in your mind, hold you down, hold you back. And God doesn't want to hold you back. God wants to liberate you. God wants to make you free. To those who are in Christ are free indeed. God wants to make you free. Come on, somebody. So get free today. Ask God's Holy Spirit to come into your life, to fill you up, to stir you up, and to reveal to you the things of God in the Bible. You know, the Holy Spirit is also, the Bible says, he's our teacher. And so he will teach you things as you read the Bible. The mysteries of God will be made known to you. You know, the Bible says that to those who are perishing, the gospel, the truth of Jesus is foolishness. But to those who have saved, it's the power of God. So God will reveal to you all good things through his Holy Spirit. That was Holy Spirit by Holvey. Before that, we had Top of the Hill by Caleb Gordon. Caleb Gordon, before that, we had Stand By Next Move. Caleb Gordon and Next Move are some really fresh, brand new artists. I'm always trying to bring you guys the fresh, the freshest, the latest, the hottest, the greatest God-inspired hip-hop, pop, and R&B. So those look out for Caleb Gordon. Look out for Next Move. If you're not following them on Instagram, go check them out. You know, Men of God, and just doing, they're innovating, they're innovators, and I love it. Innovation doesn't wait or ask permission, it just makes it happen. And I remember when I was a kid, and I would take a cassette tape, I'd take a couple of cassette players, and I wanted to be a hip hop artist. And so what I would do is I would record beatbox on one, you know. You know, I put that on one, and then maybe I put that tape into the other tape player. I go back, I play the beatbox, and then I play a horn section like, and then I record that back. I record that, and then I go flow on top of it. You know what I'm saying? So innovators make it happen. You see what I'm saying? If you're wondering what does it take, it just takes the desire and the passion that God has given to you, and you'll find a way. Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you very much. All right. So my name is J-Dub. You're listening to me talk all about stuff going on inside my head on the J-Dub 561 show. I'm so glad to have you here. Guys, this show would not be possible without our faithful sponsors. And I'm talking about money, financial sponsors. I'm so grateful and thankful for. Just got a financial donation that came in just today. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It takes about a couple hundred bucks to run each one of these programs. So I'm so grateful for the financial contributions of those out there supporting and giving, making a difference here and helping us reach that next generation with hip hop and pop and R&B that's focused and centered on Jesus Christ. The music is just a medium. Music doesn't have to be good or bad. It's the message that makes the music. And so we're bringing a music that is relevant to young adults and teenagers that has a message of life, of truth, and of power and of life change. So thank you so much to our sponsors that are making that possible, that you're supporting. You're on this journey with me, and together we are making impact. We are making difference. If you want to be a financial supporter of the show, there's three easy ways that you can do that. First, you can go to the website, WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. And you can click on their donate button. Whenever you make a donation, whether it's online, your phone, or check, always make sure you put on the comment section it's for the J-Dub 561 show. If you don't notate it for the J-Dub 561 show, it just goes to the general fund. So make sure you say it's for the J-Dub 561 show. You can go to the website, WCNO.com, click the donate button, or you can give by text. Just text the word WCNO. That's the word is WCNO. Text the word WCNO to the number 24365. That's 24365, like 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text the word WCNO to 24365. It'll walk you through the donation process, but just make sure you put a comment for the J-Dub 561 show. That's the second way you can donate. And then the last but not last and greatest, whatever you want to call it, the last way you can donate is the traditional way, just by writing a check. You know, put a check and put for the J-Dub 561 show and mail it in to the station here. Their address is on the website as well. So thank you so much for everybody that's making this show possible. God has provided every step of the way, and you guys have been faithfully giving, so please keep it up. Thank you so much more, and let's keep this thing going. Let's keep this ball rolling, and let's keep making an impact. Pretty soon, later in the show, I'll be going into the Chop Zone, and when I do that, I go live on Instagram. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is jdub561. That's jdub561. I will be going live on Instagram. Also, last week, I had somebody ask me, how can I find out the playlist that you play on each week? And you can do that by signing up on my website. That's jdub561music.com. jdub561music.com. And I release a playlist, or I'm supposed to release. I didn't do it last week. So if that person's listening, you didn't get the playlist, I apologize. But each week I try to release the playlist from the previous week, so you can know what I'm playing, who the artists are, and you can find, oh yeah, I like that song, and check it out. But again, I'm going to be going live on Instagram. That's jdub561. If you have a song song you want to request, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm always on there. It's pretty much attached to my hip. So I'd love to hear from you. I hope we're blessing you. And maybe there's a topic you want me to cover or talk about. And today we're going to get into a really unique topic in the Chop Zone. I'm just going to keep it a secret. I've been keeping it a secret so long, so I'm not telling anybody. Hey, we're going to get back into the music. The next song coming up is a very, very talented young lady. Her name is V Rose, and the song is I Surrender. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM, WCNO. Keep it locked.
What would happen if you pause on all the action? Quit the stress and need no caption. Give your Instagram vacation. Yeah, work on your patience. Yeah, what you ain't facing. Yeah. Cause oh, I love some music, but oh, I just went through it. So I took a little break on the west side. Now I'm waking up late on my best side. And it's okay for you. Take a day or two. Get your mind together. Sing it with me. Say all to Jesus. I surrender all to thee. I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence.
So let me get out the way, cause you gon' elicit the praise out of the mouth of the babes, and I just be stuck in a daze. And you tell me that it's not about the way I sing, then you question me for why I'm even questioning. Cause I know it ain't the power or the might, but the spirit. The soul is gonna know the truth every time I hear it. And I can't commit my own name, cause that's an interference. It'll take it from a home game to tryna sellin' tickets. And if ain't nobody showing up, it's really what you're fearing. And your heart is in the wrong place, who is it you're hearing?
Huh? Say all to Jesus, I surrender.
Nothing's in it. I just got the Tesla tinted. I can't take it to the finish. Let me finish. you leave or get left behind. You been set up, I've been set aside. Hop in this Uber, let's split a ride. Look, I know that he beat it. I promise that death is defeated. Ain't no need to hold up the meeting. They hold up the heater. And after that, everything heated. Somebody gon' end up on t-shirt. I'm still outside on the block. I got some partners who lost. I'm tryna turn on they lights. They love to walk in the dark. I keep it a buck like I'm Giannis. I'm tryna be honest. The lessons I'm learning, you can't get in college. They get in the street cause they can't get in college. That's why I'm like, hold up, I give you the knowledge. 55, pull up to the city side. That's the tricky side where they let the blicky fly. I'm surrounded, me tryna get me tied up. Ain't no turning down cause the boy fired up. Sheesh. Hold up, wait, 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 hold up, wait. Walking in the spirit, you know it get tricky around us. If they bump the smoke, then tell them that we keep the fire, bruh. That you hear that Kirk when the music start up, that's me paying respect to a legend. I know some people don't like it, but I did a song with an EGOT. To me, that's a legend. Woo. Let me teach you a lesson. Back when I was counting my blessings, the radio tour had me stressing. My faith was in question, surrounded by haters and yes men, but God had me learning a lesson. Look in the sky, I'm like, hold up, can you please get my spirit and soul up? Please. I get strength from the sun like I'm solar. So I told him to take the controller. I know people like Greenback, the rebel crate. Get behind me, that's something the devil say. If you love me, you love me for who I'm becoming. I wake up and follow God every day. They say that you change if you grow up.
They do.
The money slow down, people slow up.
Sheesh.
But when you get popping and show up, that's why I be looking like, hold up, wait, you can't eat off my plate. It's too many hungry people, can't give you a taste.
No.
Hold up. I hit 55, pull up to the city side. That's the tricky side where they let the blicky fly. I'm surrounded, me tryna get me tied up. Ain't no turning down cause the boy fired up. Sheesh. Hold up, wait, 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 hold up, wait. Walking in the spirit, you know it get tricky around us. If they bump the smoke, then tell them that we.
That was Hold Away by Lecrae. This is Ambassador. You see me, yeah. Let's go.
A new climate. God gives a blank check, expecting you to sign it. Lose your life, yep, but I bet you'll truly find it. I'm trying to maneuver like a Heimlich. I don't want to trip on a god that's gonna split us and remove us like a minus. I gotta time this perfectly. Got divine lines and I'm trying to spit with kindness. Work with me. You hustle with a rock, we hustle for the rock. You hustle for it now, we hustle for eternal crop. I know some real hustlers, real ambassadors. Matter of fact, you'll laugh for some of my old ladies in Africa. You shouldn't laugh because they're lapping us. They stay on track, they're looking back like you can't run half a lap with us. They're like the master was, doing like the master does. Makes me wanna play my role like an actor does.
You see me, yeah,
yeah.
You see me, yeah.
Open your eyes.
You see me,
listen. There's a mark, ain't nobody hitting it. I know the day you're young, so you're getting it. Of course, they pour more and more, so you're sipping it. The Maybach's like a slave back, you're whipping it. I witnessed it, most of this is just appearance. Most of y'all are still living with your parents. God made man, so man is shine for certain. But made it for himself, but made the mind certain. That's why you get fly, then we find you're hurting. Not what it seems, that's a man behind the curtain. You say I'm preachy, that's my MO. I heard you saying amen, I thought okay, then that's my inroad. Jesus wept, how about that? Not too much, short and sweet. But he wept for sin and death, now we ask for your belief. Whether you are out the womb, out the church, out the pen, you're a soul for a soul, you know we are out the wind.
You see me, yeah.
Yeah, I got one more for ya.
You see me.
I hustle for the real Jesus, cause he's a beast. Not that dude that you use up in your Jesus peace. All that God taught the day you got me so confused. I thought God was the diamonds or the gold y'all use. Jesus teach us how to hustle, we listening to. He know street, his feet had a pistol or two. He know sleep, how sleep could be far and few. How to beat the body down for grounds, he's called us to. Now take that, try that, take it back, apply that. Put that in your real life and they put that in their Pyrex. Let that rock of truth do to you what it do. Cause the wind, when it comes to sin, you must be biggest losers. Drop the weight, watch your plate, watch what you take on. Even if it ain't wrong, don't run with them weights on. Show up for that great form, looking all like you ate songs. Hope to see you at the finish line with them raised arms.
You see me, yeah.
You see me, yeah.
You see me,
yeah.
You see me.
Just in case there was some confusion, we here. See, I don't know y'all exist. So you see me. I see you. You see me. You ain't know. Jesus represent us. Yeah.
yeah. Lord, I need you more than ever. You the only one I'm calling back up. If you know who he is, you know what it is. I know everybody needs some backup. I know he can get me through it. Nobody can get me through it. Can't nobody do it but you. I've been down, you know he's saving. If you're down, I know you're waiting. Come around the kingdom, baby. You are not alone anymore, he got it. Every little wrong, he gon' turn around. But you gotta know why. Simply cause he loves you. You and you, he the truth. He the reason from the tomb, we never lose, yeah, yeah. Every little wrong, he gon' turn around. Although it may be hard, just keep going. We gotta keep going.
Put the dark in the light, cause you won't bail on me. Why you save me from myself, there ain't nobody but you. Daddy never gonna stop me from speaking your glory. Even when I walk alone, I know that I ain't lonely. Cause I'm surrounded by your grace, yeah. Fill up all this place with you. Know you done changed my whole life. And I promise I ain't never gonna fall back. Cause all the time that I waste, now I'm putting all my faith in you.
We gotta keep rolling away.
Above my head today, I'm standing in the fire where wounds and scars they fade away. But I'm burning, burning. I never knew that it would be this way. Oh, I never knew that it would be this way.
All I have.
lost, now I'm found. Ain't no fear on me now. I was blind, now I see all those lies I believe. I was weak, now I'm strong. All oppression is gone. This all I have to do. I'm running after you. I'm running. If it's all I have to do.
Yo, that was my man Mikayas Lopez with the song Prodigal. Man, I was just sitting here talking in the studio and saying, man, that Mikayas, you need to go on The Voice, boy. You need to go on The Voice and share that voice with the world. My man Mikayas Lopez doing Prodigal. Before that, we had Kingdom Wave with the song Kingdom Wave. That's the name of the group, name of the song. And before that, we had my man Ambassador with the song Yeah, You See Me. My name is J-Dub. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 show. I am live right now on Instagram. The Instagram name is J-Dub 561, so you can check me out there. We're at the point of the program where I have this little time where I call it the chop zone, and we chop it up. What's that mean? That means we talk about it. We chop it up. What are we chopping up today? Well, you know, I come in the chop zone, and sometimes I'll have interviews. Sometimes I have people in the studio, or sometimes I just have a topic that I just, you know, have on my heart. And today I want to talk about something that's in Christianity that... you know, if we think about it, it's kind of unique and kind of, I don't want to say weird, I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's just a ritual that we have in Christianity. I would think it's one of the few rituals that I can think of that we have. You know, when Jesus Christ came, the Bible says that everything before Jesus, if you don't know, Jesus was or is Jewish. Okay, so everything before Jesus, all the ceremonies and the rituals that they had were to show that the Messiah was the only one that could complete all those things. So they had a lot of rituals. They had a lot of ceremonies that helped them remember things, but they had a lot of rituals for cleanliness and for spiritual cleanliness. And the whole point was, we can't be clean. That's the problem. We, all of our works, everything that we try to do to be perfect, to be good people, we can't do. We need a Savior. We need a Messiah. And that's why Jesus came, to fulfill all those requirements that we had. And so in the Old Testament, you have ritual requirements. You also have moral requirements. And none of us, none of which are we really faithful to fulfill all those. And Jesus went so far as to point the fact out, you know what, you may not commit murder, but if you are angry with somebody, you've committed murder in your heart. So it's really, you know, just letting us know that we needed a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. But so here we are in Christianity, and today what I want to talk about is this ritual we have in Christianity called baptism. Why do we baptize people? Why do we get somebody all wet? Well, what's the point? You know, it's a ritual. What is the point? And is it necessary? The first time that I think of, when I think of baptism, the scripture Acts chapter 2 verses 37 through 38 comes to mind. Before I get into this, Karen, you let me down. You're supposed to remind me something here. I got to give a shout out. I'm sorry. I'm getting all this spiritually deep. We're going to go into baptism. But before I do, somebody hooked me up here today, and I got to give them a shout out to Barista Creamery in Palm City. If you haven't checked them out, they have amazing coffee. I'm drinking one of their coffees. I'm drinking their cold brew nitrous here today, and it helped a brother out. Okay, so I'm sorry. I just wanted to give them a shout out. What was the other shout out I wanted to do, Karen? I can't remember. Oh, the Mikayas. Yeah, Mikayas, you go on The Voice, boy. You hear me? Get yourself on A Voice. The world needs your voice, so go to The Voice. But Barista Creamery, Palm City, check them out. They have amazing coffee drinks, also like ice cream and stuff. Anyway, sorry, derail. Back on topic, baptism. Here we go. I'm telling you, I'm going somewhere with this, I promise you. In Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 38, it says, when the people, now this, let me set this up for you. Peter just gets done preaching this amazing message, okay? Peter is preaching, filled with the Holy Spirit, and the people receive it. They're like, yo, I am with you, Peter. I feel it. I'm with you 100%. What do I got to do, Peter, to follow this Jesus? And here's what Peter says. Peter, in verse 38, Acts 2, 38, Peter says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized. Okay, so we see this Peter commanding to be baptized. Furthermore, it says, every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. So I think that's really important to talk about receiving the Holy Spirit, because some people, I know there's different philosophies out there. People believe that you don't have the Holy Spirit unless you're doing certain things. But the Bible says here, if you believe, repent, that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. But Peter says, you want to follow Jesus? Repent. That means repenting is just really actually acknowledging that you need Jesus. It's saying, look, I'm a sinner. I'm not a good person. I need help, okay? I need a Savior, and I believe that Jesus is that Savior, that He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, died on the cross, rose in 3 days. So repenting is that acknowledgement of your sinner and Jesus as Savior. And then be baptized. Well, why? In Mark chapter 1, verse 4, it's really the first time in Mark 1, 4, is the first time we see this baptism stuff going on. And it actually starts with John, a guy that's called John the Baptist, no coincidence. And it says, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness. He was preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So this guy named John, pretty interesting guy. He lived in the woods. The Bible said he lived off of, he was the ultimate minimalist. The minimalist movement this day is really big. It's really cool to have one t-shirt, one pair of pants, and an empty house, okay? John the Baptist started that all way before you guys, okay? This guy had nothing. He lived off of nothing. He wore camel's fur for clothes. He was an ultimate minimalist. He ate locusts and lived off of honey. And he baptized. He was baptizing people, saying, hey, y'all need to come repent. Tell God that you're a sinner and ask Him for forgiveness and stop doing stuff, stop sinning, and get baptized to show that you're doing this. And so he's in the river baptizing people for the forgiveness of sins. But he also comes to say this in John chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist declares that his baptism is not the ultimate baptism, because there's a baptism that's coming after John. And John the Baptist himself says this, I baptize you with water. This is Matthew 3:11. I baptize you with water, but after me comes one who is more powerful. Remember, the gospel is a gospel of power, okay? That's why we love Jesus so much. It's not just because it's flowery words and good philosophy, but Jesus and God is a man of power. That's what changes. And John the Baptist says, I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry the dude's shoes, okay? And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And that's what we see Peter doing in Acts 2:37. So this John the Baptist comes and he's baptizing. Really interesting history there. You know, a lot of the historians, theologians believe that John the Baptist was actually part of a group that lived in this minimalistic way. It was a group of Jews called the Essenes who lived out in the woods. They rejected all materialism, and they actually spiritually, ritually baptized themselves every single morning to cleanse themselves spiritually. So they were some of the first people to take baths every single day, except it wasn't like washing with soap and water, and, you know, like we do. It was a spiritual cleansing. And so John the Baptist comes, the theologians and a Jewish historian named Josephus talks about the Essenes and really sets up this subculture of Jews who are living out in the woods and in the caves and living this minimalistic lifestyle. And we believe that John the Baptist kind of hung out with them and was part of that culture. But God uses John the Baptist because, you know, if you read the scripture, he was called and anointed even before he came out of the womb. He was celebrating Jesus in the womb, which is pretty amazing. And then God uses this culture that John is part of to usher in the way of Jesus. And the Bible says, for those who will receive it, he is the Elijah before the Messiah. And so this is what John is setting up, and he has this baptism, and it gets carried over to Jesus. Jesus gets baptized by John the Baptist, which he did not want to do for obvious reasons. He's like, I'm not supposed to baptize you. I can't even carry your sandals. You should baptize me. But Jesus said, no, we got to do this. And then when Jesus gets baptized, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit comes upon him and an audible voice says, this is my son, whom I am well pleased. And so we see this. Jesus gets baptized. Then we see Peter telling people to be baptized. But the question is, why? Why? Well, I think we got a little bit of an answer here in Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. It says this, having been buried with him being Jesus, having been buried with Jesus in baptism, in which you were also raised with him. So you see this? So when we're getting baptized, it's just like we're dying. The Bible says that we become new creations. The old has gone. The old has died. And so when we're getting baptized, there's symbolism in there of that we're dying to our old selves, just like Jesus died on the cross. And here in Colossians 2:12, it says, having been buried, when we go under that water, it's like we're being buried with Jesus as he was buried after he was hung on the cross in the tomb. Having been buried with Jesus in baptism, in which you were also raised. So we come out of the water and we're raised with our faith in God. And so we have this symbolism of we're dying to self, okay? And then we're raising to this new life in Christ, okay? And when you were dead to your sins and your uncircumcised flesh, God made you alive with Christ. Colossians 2, 12 through 13. For what? The forgiveness of sins. So we see this in Colossians, this symbolism and understanding that when we get baptized, it is us, you know, saying, hey, we're dying to self and then rising to new life. So we have this understanding of new creation in there. But one other thing I want to point out is that this baptism that we do it what? We do it in front of people. It's public. It's a public declaration. And I've heard people say before, well, you know, my beliefs, my Christian beliefs are private. No, they're not supposed to be. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, your faith is not supposed to be private. It's definitely personal. It's intimately, deeply personal, but it's not supposed to be private. How can you say that, J-Dub? How many people you know baptized in private? Ain't nobody getting baptized in private. They do it publicly. Why? Because our faith is supposed. That's how Christianity has spread. It's not private. It's public. We let it known. We make it known. We don't take a candle and put it underneath, put a bowl on top of a candle. No. No, you let the candle shine. You let it known. You let it be public. And so that's part of baptism. It's a spiritual representation that we're dying to the old self and we're rising new in our faith in Jesus Christ. But it's also public. Just last Sunday, I was at Stewart Beach with some people getting baptized. And some people said, J-Dub, you know, the time's not right. You know, there's going to be so many people at the beach. I said, great! Hello! We want to make it known, especially to people on a Sunday at 1 o'clock that aren't in church because they might not know who Jesus is. And they may be in a place where, like, they're thinking about God and they forgot about God. And today and that day, yes, last Sunday, we planted some seeds as we baptized people in front of tons of people sunbathing, relaxing, chilling, maxing, thinking nothing or little about God. Maybe, I don't know, but let's just say some of them were not thinking about God. And we brought God to them. Can I get an amen, somebody? Woo! You see what I'm saying? It's not supposed to be private. It's supposed to be public. And so we see this act of baptism not only as a symbolism of ourselves dying to our old selves and rising new as a new creation, putting the old away, but it's also this public proclamation, letting everybody know so that not only are you declaring undoubtedly that you are new and you are Christ, you belong to him, you are his child, but now you're planting seeds by making it public. Can I get an amen, somebody? Come on. So this is why we have this. It's a very unique thing. And a question I want to ask here to you guys listening, who can baptize? Who can baptize? 9 times out of 10, baptism are only done in America by the pastor in a ceremony situation. Very rarely do I see anybody other than a pastor baptizing.
And a lot of churches might say only pastors can baptize. But let me ask you this. Who can spread the gospel? Let me ask you another question. Who can lead somebody to Christ? One more question. Who can disciple somebody? If it's only the pastors, we are in big trouble. We are in huge trouble. Huge. The pastors are not going to be able to spread the gospel on their own. They definitely lead us. They educate us. They encourage us. But guys, they are not the sole soldiers in this fight. It's you and me. J-Dub, what's your basis for this scripture? What's your basis for this? Who can baptize? I'll answer who can baptize, but I'm telling you, those who can baptize are those who can spread the gospel, and those who can baptize are those who can lead somebody to Christ, and those who can baptize are those who can disciple somebody, and that answer is you and me. If you're leading somebody to Jesus and they want to get baptized, then you take them to the nearest body of water and you dunk them and declare that faith. The last scripture I'm going to leave you with is Acts chapter 36 through 38, Philip and the Ethiopian. As they were traveling along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is some water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away. That's the first and only situation, maybe the second, that I've seen teleportation inside the Bible, but it's pretty amazing. And Philip was poof and puffed into some place, but Philip just baptized him right there. The eunuch said, "Hey, there's a body of water, let's do it." Philip said, "Absolutely, let's get it done." So guys, be empowered today to go out and spread the gospel. Make disciples. That means you are walking along with them, leading them on this journey in the Bible. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Be empowered. And also, baptize those who you are leading to Christ. That's all I got for today. All right? I hope it blessed you. My name is J-Dub. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 WCNO. Keep it locked. Here's a song, "Not a Monster" by Angie Rose.
Not a monster, not a beast, but if I flex, hey, oh sheesh, I dive in the valley of the shadow of death. While I with me ain't nobody left to impress. I pull out kicking up dust. Where I'm from, you put in that work. Only in God do I trust, but they want the rose in the dirt. Coughing, I pray they ain't catching the virus. I wash my hands, that ain't nonsense. They got me moving like pilot. I could flex on the track till I pull the muzzle. Calling all my dogs to pull off the muzzle. When I pull up on your block, know my circle there was a stand up dude. You need a chair? I ain't airing the throne, but I am the heir to the throne. My father the king, my savior a lawyer, and I just became your employer. Throw that cash back in my cash app. I'm on the block and handing out packs. You more like hazmat, you mad whack. Your opinion never been facts. Not a monster, not a beast, but if I flex, hey, oh sheesh, I dive in the valley of the shadow of death. While I with me ain't nobody left to impress. I'm not a monster. Hey, I'm not a monster. Move a mile a minute. My kind never came with a limit. Peep the circle, I don't hang with squares. They triangles, I disappear. I got a plan, I'm investing like stock. Gave me the key and I got it on lock. My mama told me to give it to God. Got a career and I gave him a job. Came from the bottom, now I make waves on the top. Climbing a mountain, I got my hand on the rock. Came from the bottom, and now I make waves on the top. Climbing a mountain, and I give it straight to the rock. Not a monster, not a beast, but if I flex, hey, oh sheesh, I dive in the valley of the shadow of death. While I baby ain't nobody left to impress. I'm not a monster. Hey, I'm not a monster.
Thank you.
God is king, we the soldiers. Ultra beam out the solar. When I get to heaven's gates, I ain't gotta peek over. Keeping perfect composure. When I scream at the chauffeur, I ain't mean, I'm just focused. I ain't mean, I'm just focused. Put a lean out slower. Got us clean out of soda. Before the flood, people judge. They did the same thing to Noah. Everybody wanted Yandy. The Jesus Christ did the laundry. They say that we start on Monday, but the strong start on Sunday. Won't be in bondage to any man. John 8:33. We the descendants of Abraham. Yea, shall be made free. John 8:36. To whom the Son set free. He say the rich like me.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Don't wake up with Judas kissing makeup. Even with the bitter cup, forgave my brothers and drank up. Did everything but gave up. Stabbed my back, I came front. Still we win, we prayed up. Even when we die, we raised.
Well guys, we're coming to a close of another show, and I thank you so much for listening to the J-Dub 561 show. Again, I pray that you have a blessed week and stay in the Word of God, so that the Word of God stays in you. God bless. Until next time, stay up. Peace.
I become new, the leaves will be green, bearing the fruit. Love God and our neighbor as written in Luke. The army of God and we are the truth.